You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Executive Lounge time on a Wednesday, and this week I'm joined in studio by our executive that is the new incoming CEO of Pragma, an interesting South African company that we will get into in a second. I'm joined in studio by Scott Gibson, who has taken over from the founding CEO and founding partner of the business. Good evening, Scott. Thanks so much for coming through. Yeah. What's Pragma, and how have your first 30 days or 31 days been?
Thanks, Jimmy. Yeah, So Pragma is an interesting business founded 30 years ago by Adrian and three other colleagues, all engineers, and I'm not an engineer, so that's one of the first obstacles I had to overcome here. It's a business that really focuses on clients that have asset intensive. So the big mining companies in South Africa and around the world, big manufacturing companies, anyone that spent a lot of money on a plant or a piece of machinery and then has to maintain that. Mm-hmm. And obviously a lot of technology has come into play around how do you better maintain your assets? How do you think about AI and machine learning so that you do more predictive maintenance? Because at the end of the day, you don't want maintenance to be just a cost center. You want to think about it as a business enabler. So to what extent can we maintain our assets so that we make them more efficient? How do we make them produce higher quality? How do we extend the life of our assets? How do we time our maintenance so that we can do it? We can control when we maintain something rather than have maintenance just imposed on us at the last minute. So the business was founded as a consulting business of engineers consulting to other to these kind of clients, and then also started to develop its own software over the last 15 years. It's developed a piece of software called OnKey, which is really competing with some of the big boys in town like SAP and Ultimo and Maximo. And that was my background. So I guess that's how I ended up there. And yeah, I'm loving it. The people are amazing. It's a medium-sized business in South Africa, but I think it's punching above its weight. And we've started to win some nice opportunities globally. So it's an exciting place to be.
I certainly hope you guys are consulting for some government organizations. They could really use the help.
Exactly.
Scott, what's it like to come into a business like Pragma, having taken over from the person that built the business? Obviously, I mean, you've got an extensive career in other sectors, and we'll get into those sectors in a sec, but coming into something that essentially might not have been your vision from the beginning, but now you are tasked with taking it forward, what does that mean for you?
Yeah, it's been hard, actually, and it's been hard for Adrian as well to kind of hand over the reins to me of effectively what is his baby. But I think he's been very respectful of that process. I think the employees in the organization have been very respectful of that process, and they've helped me transition into this role. I think I'd like to think that they look at my experience and they go, well, hang on, this is exactly where we are now and where Pragma is now. And so I think as a result, they're quite open to some of my new ideas. And I think Adrian has also recognize that, and the board, by the way, and the shareholders kind of recognize that and said it's time for some new ideas and some new thinking, and so I'm here to sort of continue the legacy, I suppose, but at the same time try and grow the business, grow it globally, and take it to the next level. So I'm excited about that.
Scott, let's look into your career. I mean, it is quite an extensive career, having covered various sectors and various businesses. I think of your time at Dimension Data as well and all of that. What would you say has been your most rewarding role?
So interestingly, and that's why I kind of ended up where I am now, my most rewarding role was when I was the founding CEO of Brighthouse. And Brighthouse was a small software division inside Dimension Data that was only doing 250 million rand at the time when I joined it. And then we eventually, and Dimension Data were only a minority shareholder in that business. And then about in 2017, I think it was, Dimension Data decided that the Brighthouse business was core to its strategy at the time, and so they bought out all the shareholders. And at that stage, we were a billion rand revenue business. So as I was, after I left Dimension Data in 2019 and I was doing a lot of my own private equity investing, I didn't feel like I was getting the personal thrill that I got out of that Brighthouse role. So I went out and I looked for something very similar. And that's where I've ended up. You know, Pragma, I think, is it's a 500 million rand revenue business. So it's small, but it's not tiny. And so I felt that this was an opportunity for me to recreate that Brighthouse time in my life, which was the most rewarding time in my life.
When you're not chasing the thrill, what are you doing? What do you do to wind down, to not think about work?
Well, I have two very active boys, one in matric, so, you know, he's there's a bit of pressure at home at the moment. But so both of them keep my wife and I busy. But I like to play golf, so I play golf as often as I can. I still ride my bike, not as much as I used to. After I left Dimension Data, I focused on doing two epics and broke both my arms doing the one. So I decided I'm going to just become a more social cyclist now. And then I fly. I actually have I have a pilot's license, so I fly both helicopters and fixed-wing aeroplanes. And so there's lots. There's lots to keep my mind active on everything else.
How do you even do that? How do you transition from data businesses and everything that you've done to saying, I want to fly stuff?
I guess it's all around processes and trusting processes. I mean, this morning I actually flew back from Hoedspruit, and the weather was a little bit edgy, and I had a safety pilot with me because I had anticipated that the weather was going to be bad. But I just said to myself, you know, trust the process, trust your training, and trust what you've done. And I guess that's similar to where I am in my career, right? I'm utilizing my experience from how I was trained in the Dimension Data Group, which was a great training ground for many people, I think, in the tech space. And so it's the same with anything you do. It's the same with cycling. It's the same with golf. At the end of the day, you can't just rock up on day one and do it, right? Okay, there's probably some people who can. They're just naturally irritating athletes. I'm not one of those. But you've just got to trust the process, you know? And I think you learn a lot of that through all these other or out-of-work roles or hobbies that you partake in, and I enjoy that.
Scott, the team that you're coming into at Pragma, they haven't had as much time to get to know you as perhaps some of your other colleagues in the past. What's the one thing they'd be shocked to hear, other than obviously the fact that you fly airplanes, cycle, and do everything else?
They might be shocked to hear that I shave my legs because of my cycling.
Of the cycling, yeah. But,
I don't know. I think they'd be shocked to hear me talk to my sister because she and I still talk with a Scottish accent when we talk to each other. So that might catch them off guard a little bit. But I don't know. I think I'm an open book, you know. And we've had a lot of really interesting conversations. We need to carve out some time to talk to find out about each other's personal ambitions and goals. But I'm enjoying working with this team. And the fact that I have to travel backwards and forwards from Cape Town, because that's where our head office is also strenuous, but I'm enjoying it. And I'm enjoying being part of a nice medium-sized company again.
Open books. What was the last book you opened?
The last book I opened was Diary of a CEO, actually.
Okay.
Funnily enough. Really enjoyed that. So, and podcasts. I also listen to a lot of podcasts and started now on the Acquired series.
I do know the Acquired series.
That's been
amazing. Loving that series as well.
And I listened to the Microsoft version recently. It was quite a long one, like 3 hours, but some amazing tidbits there, and you realize that Microsoft was not smooth sailing from day one, right? And I think we should all understand that, you know, as you build a business, even the likes of a Microsoft, they faced some stumbling blocks. They made some left or right decisions that could have gone the other way.
Favorite food
is sushi.
Okay, from any particular restaurant or
region?
I'm
allowed to mention restaurants.
Up to you.
I'm an Oishi fan.
Okay.
I'm an Oishi fan. You know, the family are Oishi fans. So we order from them, and normally it's like the salmon poke bowl, something along that line.
Sounds like something.
Together with a nice glass of Chenin Blanc.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I suppose that would then incentivize more trips to Cape Town with all the wine farms.
Exactly.
And it's all work. It's entirely work.
Exactly. Exactly. All that.
Scott, what are you most looking forward to about where you sit as a medium-sized business in a changing South Africa that now looks very different to what it looked like when you probably started out your professional career in all of the different sectors and all of that? What are you most looking forward to about what lies ahead for just South Africa over the next 3-5 years?
Yeah, so Jimmy, I think as I look at Pragma and I look at the fact that it's got a very niche offering, so we've chosen to stay in our lane and focus on this asset and how do we improve the utilization of assets. I think we, as South African businesses, we've learned how to build something for the lowest denomination, right? So we've had to learn how to do things as cheaply as possible for people that are from different demographics. And I think as South African companies, we've learned how to punch above our weight when we travel or take our solutions offshore. And I saw that at Pragma. I've seen that with some of my other personal investments that I've made. And that excites me. I think South Africa is a great learning ground, a great building ground. And if we can then take our solutions and globalize them, I think we can be successful. So there's opportunity still in South Africa, don't get me wrong. Like you said, the government buildings, maintenance of government buildings. I mean, if they phone us, we can help them tomorrow. But then there's also the opportunities to take our IP and share it with the rest of the world.
Mm. Opportunities are definitely not lacking in this country or in the international space. It just depends on where you're looking for them. We'll leave it at that, Scott. Thanks so much for joining me. That's Scott Gibson, a CEO at Pragma, joining me in studio for this week's Executive Lounge.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.